I'd started working when I was 5, and Lost in Space came along when I was 11, I believe. But I loved, really, I loved every day of going to work on that show. Playing Will Robinson was like being a little superhero in a comic book to me. Yeah. I've always been a huge fan of that genre, you know, superhero comic books. And finally, here I was able to get your kind of spacesuit costume and a ray gun and a robot and be the hero all the time. I looked forward to getting up and going to work. So it was great. I still see those people socially all the time.
Really?
Jonathan Harris, who played Dr. Smith, he and I have the same voiceover agent. We recently did 2 episodes of Disney's animated Buzz Lightyear cartoon series together.
Oh, wow.
And we go to dinner, you know, maybe once every month or two. I see Angela Cartwright. We've been working on this fantasy novel together. And maybe once or twice a year, there's some kind of a publicity appearance where the yeah. whole group gets together. And it's really nice to see those people. And
what did you think of the Lost in Space movie?
I thought it was an uneven film. You know, I think it's hard to tell a good time displacement story. And, of course, that script had a time displacement theme going throughout it. Of course, I have to question my own objectivity about it.
Sure.
But, you know, I know that some of the original cast had cameo appearances in it.
Yeah.
Jonathan Harris, Dr. Smith, and myself didn't. So, you know, a classic Lost in Space cast reunion without Will and Dr. Smith is kind of like a Stones reunion without Keith and Mick. What it really did was it made the old series even more popular with people.
Something else I wanted to talk to you about as well was your appearance in a marvelous film called Dear Bridget, which was a great favorite of mine because, A, I lusted after Brigitte Bardot, as most young men did, I suppose, around those years. And it also starred the great Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, it must have been fantastic for you to be working with such a great actor.
Well, that was one of my fondest memories of my work as a child actor. I spent basically 10 weeks every day working with Mr. Stewart, you know, just the two of us. So we certainly carried the bulk of that film together.
Mm.
And he was just such an amazing gentleman and really showed you how it should be done. You know, there was never any star trips or emotional, you know, fits from him. He was always there hanging out with everybody, a real gentleman and just the consummate actor. And I thought we had a wonderful screen chemistry together. Of course, the scenes with Brigitte Bardot were pretty cool for me. I was the first American actor to receive a screen kiss from Brigitte Bardot. She was, she turned 30 when we were making that project, so she was certainly an awesome sight of feminine reality.
Were you too young to appreciate it, though?
No, I wasn't, and I'll tell you what.